Well, here it is, Sunday, December the 1st, and this month we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thought it would be important for us this Sunday to begin a series on the birth of Christ, taken from some of the important texts in the New Testament. We'll begin with Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And it will be important for you to have your Bible open as we study this text so that we can go verse by verse and you can follow the teaching. Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before you to acknowledge your superiority, to acknowledge you as the supreme being, and to take our place as creatures before you. This morning and this day we pray that we will be taught by the Holy Spirit the truth of this great Word of God, giving us the announcement of the pregnancy of Mary and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We desire to be taught, and we submit to this teaching as the authority to believe in the virgin birth of Christ. Bless this scripture text to our hearts today for Jesus' sake, and in his name we pray. Amen. Now would you follow the reading of this text beginning at Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Hail, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now we want to begin back at verse 26 and work through this narrative discussion between the angel Gabriel and Mary. Verse 26, "And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, and the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Hail, highly favored one, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Now, to understand this text, we need to find the purpose. And the purpose is simply this: to explain to Mary about her pregnancy and the birth of Christ, which was to come. And we begin with this announcement by the angel in the sixth month. What does that mean? In referring to the context, the angel had just visited Zacharias, the husband of Elizabeth, and announced that they were going to have a son. And he names himself as Gabriel and says he has been sent with this good news. And he repeats, it's repeated here, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. And so we need to pay very special attention, because this is nothing frivolous. This is nothing casual. This is the announcement of the greatest event in the history of the world so far. He was sent from God. And it says he came to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph. And the virgin's name was Mary. Now, we need to stop here and think a little bit about Mary, this girl living in the city of Nazareth. Most commentaries will tell you that Mary was young, a young woman, a virgin, never having been married. We don't know how old Mary was, but there she was living in this village, and perhaps she is of college age and had been attending the University of Nazareth, and probably having a degree in home ec and was learning all about housework. Maybe she was making a quilt and doing some house cleaning. And she is surprised by this visit. Now, his statement to her, he comes to her and he says, "Hail, highly favored one. You are blessed among women." Now, why did he say this? You are blessed among women. Well, it was the hope of the young Jewish girl that she would possibly be the mother of the Messiah. They had been taught that the Messiah was coming, and this was an expectation. And so here is Mary, and she finds that she has been graced. Highly favored one means graced. You have been graced by God. Blessed. You are blessed among women. That is, you are chosen. Mary is chosen by God to be the mother. Now in verse 29, we have her reaction. When she saw him, that is the angel, she was puzzled or troubled at his saying, and considered the greeting, what he was really saying to her. Now it's interesting to think about the reality of this. Here is Mary, and we don't know exactly what she was doing at the moment. But the angel Gabriel appears to her, and she saw him. It is not a vision, it is not a dream, it is not an hallucination. This is reality. She saw him, and she heard him, and she was troubled at his saying, not understanding anything about it. Now, beginning in verse 30, we have the explanation by the angel. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. In this explanation, we notice first the comfort given. Do not be afraid, Mary. What a moment of compassion and mercy that is extended to her in her troubled estate, so that she can listen to the rest of the message. The statement made, it is a prophecy. Verse 31, he said, you will conceive in your womb. This is not perhaps, this is not maybe, this is not if we can arrange the circumstances just right, it might happen. No, you will conceive in your womb. And Mary, you will bring forth a son. You will give birth. You will. And thirdly, you will have a son. And then fourthly, you will call his name Jesus. That is exactly what happened. The angel is giving an exact prophecy. He has a message. He is sent from God, and he is delivering exactly what God told him to say. So here's the explanation to Mary. Now we have the identification of the son, verses 32 and 33. He announces to her who this son really will be. 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. First of all, the angel said he will be great. In fact, we could say he will be the greatest prophet, the greatest priest, the greatest king, the only Savior, the only resurrected one. He will be great. And he will be called the Son of the Highest. That is, the Son of the Living God, the Son of the Almighty Lord God. He will be called his Son. And thirdly, he proclaims that the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no king. He will be the king forever. In fact, we could say he will be the final king. There will be no other king that will ever arise. This is it. He will be the king forever. Now, in verse 34, we have the expected question from Mary. Then Mary said to the angel, how can this be? Since I do not know a man. Now this is a very, very natural, obvious question that must be asked. This has never been announced before to anyone. You're not married. You've never known a man, but you'll conceive. You're going to give a birth. You're going to have a son. Naturally, she asks, how? It's a good question and a right question. And it isn't being insubordinate. It is not necessarily a question of doubt. It's just, how can this be? And the fact is, she has never known a man. She has never been engaged, and she has never had a husband. So there needs to be some further explanation, not only for Mary, but for all of us. So in verse 35, we have the miracle proclaimed. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Mary, this is how. This is of God. God is going to do this, and the Holy Spirit will come to you. The divine power will invade you and cause the pregnancy, cause the conception. This is how, Mary. And the result will be the Holy One will be born. And He is the Holy One because He is not born of man. He is born of God, and He will be called the Son of God. Now, it's important that we know about this and believe this so that we can understand that our Lord Jesus Christ was born without a sin nature, having no earthly father. The sin nature is transferred from Adam through the man, not the woman, because Adam is the federal head of the human race. He represents us all. And we receive his sin nature through the man. Having no earthly father, Jesus did not have a sin nature. He was born sinless through the Virgin Mary. Now, Mary herself was not sinless. In fact, in this chapter, we have Mary saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Mary needed a Savior. Mary is not immaculate. And Mary did not have a conception from out of her that is immaculate. It's by divine power, and Christ is the Holy One. Now the angel goes on in verses 36 and 37 to state the sovereignty of God. Verse 36, "And indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Now he's just reinforcing for Mary the fact that God is well able to bring this about, and he has already performed a miracle in the life of her cousin Elizabeth, who is now 6 months pregnant. And he states, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." In verse 38, we have the response of Mary. "And Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word," which is the word from God. And what is Mary doing here? She is surrendering. She is surrendering her body to the ownership of the Lord. "Take me. Use me. I am yours. I give myself to you." It's the surrender of her life to the ownership of the Lord. And furthermore, it's the submission to authority. She is accepting the authority of the message from the angel sent from God. And she is saying, "God's will be done. I accept the providence of God in my life. And this is what he is doing, and I accept that. And I worship him." Now, just a little aside here, in thinking about this great event and the response of Mary. What if Mary did not respond this way? What if she had said to the angel, "No, I'm not willing to be a part of this. Go choose someone else. I don't want to be in." Would a God have been in trouble? Is God relieved because Mary is cooperating? No, God caused her to cooperate. God caused her to surrender. God called her and caused her to submit. He had no plan B, because he is going to bring this about. And he gave Mary the faith to believe. Now, by way of application, we need to consider this. Christ was formed into Mary's body by this miracle. Christ is formed and brought into our life spiritually, as he was brought into Mary's life physically. That is the new birth for us. That is being born again. Christ entering our life, coming into us spiritually, dwelling with us spiritually. So thank God that this message is about Mary, but it is also about us. We have also been chosen. And he has also performed the miracle of the new birth in us. It is not of our doing. There is nothing we did or could do or do now. It is by the power of the Most High overshadowing us, and the Holy Spirit bringing about regeneration. Let us pray that this Christmas season we will rejoice in our election and being chosen. We will rejoice in our new birth, but we will be in prayer for those loved ones of family and friends who have not yet had this great experience of the new birth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Lord, thank you for this wonderful message. Thank you for sending the angel Gabriel to explain this to Mary so that we could also understand the virgin birth and believe and trust in Christ as the Son of God and know that he is great and he is the Son of the Highest. We worship him, our Savior and our Lord, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this gift to us. And we thank you, dear Holy Spirit, for coming to us, invading our life and overpowering us with your divine power and giving us a new birth. May this Christmas season be a blessed experience in our life as we continually study about this great, great event. In Jesus' name, amen.